Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, your community radio station. And this morning on the live local interview, we're talking about radio theater auditions. And joining me in the studio is Megan Pasternak, director, Shannon Hoagland, producer, and Susan Bronlin, director, Sitka Community Theater's live radio theater production. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, auditions are coming up tomorrow.
Yep.
And yes. On Thursday, and there are lots of opportunities for people to get involved in radio theater. You have a lot of productions scheduled. Can you tell us about what people will be auditioning for?
There'll be two vintage programs. There'll be a Sherlock Holmes period piece as well as a Western, and then there's going to be four John Longenbaugh plays as well, shorter ones, and those are. There's going to be a variation on a Facebook conversation and a rewrite of the Persephone myth, and then two pieces about sloths.
Okay, so I'm detecting a lot of comedy and lightheartedness in this lineup.
Except for the Western.
Okay, so the Western is the deviation from that. Is there going to be a lot of like Western-type swashbuckling?
Well,
I suppose you call it swashbuckling.
Well, there are gunshots.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And horse
noises.
Lots of horse noises. And
maybe some clinking spurs.
I mean, even that, although it's dark, it's not, you know, there's a lot of unintentional comedy in all of this stuff because they were done 50 years ago. And Megan found this play, and we were also, you know, tickled with it because it did have a lot of drama in it. But a lot of the old time radio stories were dark. They're darker than we remember them. We did a pretty dark one 2 years ago where people were kind of lost in space, and we knew none of them were going to get out alive. And it was I would say a pretty intense show. But with all the old timey stuff, you have the funny intros, the sponsor announcements. Megan's actually doesn't have that. Susan's directing does, the Sherlock Holmes one. So it won't be like hearing that stuff twice.
Well, let's talk a little bit about live radio theater and how it's different from a full-on theater production.
No costumes.
It's okay. No costumes. What else? When
no
people
staging.
Go into, what are people going to see when they walk into the theater?
There'll be a table with sound effects on it, and then stands probably to either side. When the players come out, the actors come out, they'll just be dressed, and there'll still be some hand motions. There may be a backdrop, but if you're looking to try to break into theater, this is an easy way to try it out. It's the first way I tried it out, and I fell in love with it. It's become something I really just wanted to see back into Sitka, so it's one of the reasons to get it going again. But you'll have your scripts. You don't have to memorize lines, although sometimes it's helpful in a few points, but you don't have to do it, which is nice. And you don't have to dress up and become another character. It's a way of intensifying your voice and sharing that voice and still being able to act, which is wonderful.
So it's a good opportunity for newbies, but also for more experienced actors who may, as you say, want to just work on your voice a little bit more and focus on that.
For the Sherlock Holmes one, we're going to need some English accents.
Okay, so this is an opportunity for potentially
pulling out your accent. If you've always wanted to do it, this is a chance to kind of try it out.
We're not sure we can tell the difference between an upper class or a Cockney accent.
Yeah.
So I think all accents will be welcome in that piece. And I think, like I said, unintentional comedy. I think a lot of people like doing radio theater as well because they have time commitments and can't commit themselves to a 10-week production. So there are people who might have majored in theater in college or done some acting afterwards, but it's a 4-week rehearsal schedule really works for them. Two nights a week, maybe three if you're in more than one show. We might have to double up on some of the parts. There's a total of, I think if you guys counted, 30 parts.
Yeah.
I think it'll come together really quickly, though.
The hope.
Yeah.
Well, and you mentioned the sound effects, and that's a really critical component of live radio theater. It sort of supplies for you, for your imagination, what lots of great staging would otherwise. I think that for me, as a person who's done radio theater and observed radio theater, the really minimal aspect of it just intensifies my focus mm-hmm. on what's happening so mm-hmm. much more.
Yeah. And one of the things when I first heard radio theater was being able to close my eyes just momentarily to be able to hear it like a radio. But you didn't want to leave your eyes shut for too long because there were still actors and things going on stage. So it was one of those things where you kind of have to listen with your ears and really hone into that piece of a family sitting around the radio and enjoying that piece of it. And that's one of the things I love about it.
Now, Susan, you had mentioned bringing it back to Sitka, and last time there was a live radio theater production was, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, mm-hmm. yeah. And so it was one of those things where I know when we were doing the melodrama last year and a few other things, we were all like, radio theater, we miss it. And so it was a chance to kind of step up, and Megan and I were talking, and step up and say, well, let's see what happens. So we are utilizing Ed Ronco, who is Skyping, and he's mentoring us, which is great. So it kind of brings his energy into the production as well.
Here we go. and jump in 2 feet. The goal is to, I mean, we do perform this live. It is at the PAC, at the Performing Arts Center. It is a visual show. It's a mm-hmm. very visual show. They have lots of rear screen projections. There is Your Friends and Neighbors to look at. And then Gene Stolberg mm-hmm. leads the sound effects team. And they're always busy getting set up for the next cue, getting set up for whatever's going to happen next. There's always a little door on stage that we use that was built and used many times. Yes, the door is the favorite of the cast and crew and the audience.
Are there any aspects of any of these productions in particular that you're looking forward to personally?
The performance, yeah. The final thing.
I think for me, it's the auditions and working with the actors, and because I have some ideas in my head and seeing if those we can get those out and hearing what the actors want to do too. So there's some really interesting pieces this time to kind of play with, and so yeah, looking forward to that piece of it.
Yeah, that is an unknown. The directors always come with a certain vision, and they should have a number of ideas. But the actors bring so much to it, and you know, all of us read these things to ourselves, and we were kind of picturing. And it's like, oh, is this funny? And then we read it. We had several table reads of all these plays, and it was great to see the jokes working and to see where we laughed, where the laughs came, especially in the Sherlock Holmes and with the Western, mm-hmm. and all the John Longenbaugh things, because you can't really hear it until you hear someone else reading it and hear the timing. And
and some pieces were eliminated because they just didn't work for us.
Yeah.
we read them and read them again. And
yeah, we did. There were two longer ones, three or four longer ones we read through that we rejected for a later time, maybe.
Yeah. But,
So you're looking for pieces that just sort of fit.
Yeah.
Sitka, fit this particular group that have...
It's more looking for things where you can really see what it would look like on stage, and you can hear the sound effects. We, you know, threw out stuff that were just purely dark and dramatic. There are so many really dark, grisly mystery theater things that were just like, okay, so they're all dead at the end? And or, okay, so we never caught the murderer. Okay, that's creepy. It's lost on the moors.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think having performed in radio theater before, the thrill was, you know, we all got the jokes while we were, when we were practicing it. But when you performed it and the audience got it, that was like, I remember going back and we're all like, they laughed at the right places. And that kind of makes you feel like, yes, they got what we were trying to put forward, which is awesome.
Okay. Well, folks will have an opportunity to audition mm-hmm. for these live radio theater pieces tomorrow and on Thursday. So at 6 to 8 p.m. at the Rasmussen Student Center on the SJ campus.
Yep.
What's the contact if folks have more questions?
Probably Shannon or myself.
All three of us.
Okay,
we have posters up all over town. Go ahead, Susan.
Give me one contact.
All right, me, Susan Bronlin.
Phone number?
747-3183.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, all three of you, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank
the show is on December 6th.
That's right. December 6th is the performance.
And come to the auditions, even if you think you might be interested at all, or
they're fun to watch. They're
in,
open.
Any aspect of
There's
it.
There's no commitment. Right. Nope. Show up.
No, yeah. Okay. Come see what it's all about.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Megan Pasternak, Susan Bronlin, and Shannon Hoagland. Sitka Community Theater live radio theater auditions are coming up tomorrow and Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Rasmussen Student Center.